The group Salmon Beyond Borders just released a study detailing its opposition to the Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell, or KSM, mine. It's a copper, gold, and silver deposit upstream of two rivers that enter the ocean within about 50 miles of Ketchikan. The report claims the mine is too remote, too expensive, and too dangerous to the environment.
We're trying to make sure people understand the risks and uncertainty of KSM.
Chris Zimmer works with Salmon Beyond Borders, a coalition of environmental, tribal, and fisheries organizations.
The company has put out a very rosy prospectus and environmental assessment and is probably going to be start looking for major investors and development money here if they haven't started that already. And part of our task here is to make sure that observers and folks interested in the KSM project understand the risk.
We're confident that the risks are actually decreasing, not increasing.
Brent Murphy is Vice President for Environmental Affairs for Seabridge Gold. That's the KSM Prospect's parent corporation. He says Seabridge won't build or operate the proposed $5.3 billion mine on its own, and it's already talking to investors.
We have confidentiality agreements with major mining companies, and there's discussions are ongoing. We have people that are going through our files.
The Salmon Beyond Borders report mostly repeats earlier statements made by mine opponents, but it cites more sources and includes more details, and its impact could be different. That's because word about the report was distributed on MarketWired, a business-oriented public relations site. Zimmer says it targets government officials and the general public, but he hopes it will also be read by potential investors.
People need to take a second look at this thing and hopefully look at information not just from the company.
Among his group's claims, KSM is not economically feasible.
You know, several analysts have looked at this and said, boy, this price of gold needs to be quite a bit higher to make a project like this economical, given the low grade of the ore and the overall expense here.
KSM's Murphy says that's not the case. He says the numbers are getting better, and continued drilling has found more and better deposits at two of its four proposed mining sites.
We've extended the deep Kerr to both the north and south, and we've also identified a higher grade core at depth associated with the iron cap.
KSM's ore will be extracted from one valley, then transported through tunnels to another about 15 miles away. That's where it will be processed and leftover rock stored. Salmon Beyond Borders report points to others with competing claims in the tunnel area.
These companies, American Creek and Teuton Resources, have said very clearly publicly that Seabridge does not yet have the rights to be granted access to those claims and therefore doesn't have the right to begin to construct that tunnel.
Murphy says British Columbia issued a permit in October allowing a transportation corridor through the tunnel area.
The province, when they granted that, were well aware of the fact that there were other land tenure holders and they have rights to the minerals and it doesn't prevent access by other parties to the properties.
The world economy could have more impact on mine investments than the critics' public relations effort. British Columbia Energy and Mines Minister Bill Bennett.
I think commodity prices are dampening, you know, the spirits of investors. Companies who would typically invest in mining projects are investing in other things, and I don't think it's just BC. I think it's everywhere.
Bennett says the provincial government hopes mine owners find investors, but they face many other hurdles.
We support mining in the province, and it brings good jobs to the people in BC. But they have a lot of government process to go through yet before they'll ever be digging a hole in the ground.
The British Columbia government okayed KSM's environmental protection plan last summer. The next major step is similar approval from Canada's federal government. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.